Hey, great to be a part of this gathered space this morning, and I trust you're all right. But I thank so much for joining us, because earlier on we read from Psalm 23, and you can't talk about Psalm 23 indoors, you have to do it outdoors. And so here I am surrounded by river and oak trees and everything like that. And Psalm 23 talks about the benefits that come from having God as your shepherd. He talks about you don't need anything. You can know peace and rest and direction. You can be unafraid, even by death. You can feel lavishly provided for with mercy and love running after you every day. Even, not when everything's going well, but in circumstances when life actually is pretty rubbish and things are really hard. And when all is said and done at the end of all things, you can know what it's like to feel at home in God's presence with him forever. That doesn't sound too bad, does it? This week I had the privilege of leading a funeral, Deb's mum's funeral. And I've been to loads of funerals, like no doubt you have. And the worst funerals that I've been to is when the bloke up the front, and it's usually a bloke, gives false hope based on what everyone present wants to hear. The Psalm, Psalm 23, it doesn't allow for that nonsense at all. It doesn't allow for the false hope that when we all die, you know, we'll all see each other and it'll be really lovely, apart from the really nasty people like Hitler or whatever, they won't be there, but the rest of us, we'll all be there and it's fine and there'll be no social distance there. The Bible tells us that the benefits that exist in that psalm are for those who actively and intentionally have God as their shepherd. The other day, Leanne and I and my girls, we walked up Penavan, the largest mountain in South Wales. It took us a couple of hours, and near the top, the really hard bit, when our legs started to ache and our young girls were beginning to hint at moaning, I was moaning, we were aching until we spotted him on the quad bike, on a quad bike, traversing the mountain, not coming up the path where we were, but streaming up the mountainside was this quad biking bloke, getting steeper and steeper and faster and faster, and we all stopped wondering what on earth is happening here. And then I saw it. He got off the bike, unleashed his dog that I hadn't seen was tethered to him, and started calling for a lone sheep that had gone too high up the mountain. The shepherd had come looking for the sheep that had become lost, and he was howling and bellowing and the dog was going nuts to retrieve this sheep. And then we saw him, as the sheep was running back down the mountain, get back on the bike and go after another one. And then another one. Meanwhile, we've regained our strength now. This has excited us. And so we're back up the mountain. We get to the top of the mountain. And right at the top of Corndy, just before you go back to Penavan, there's at the side of Corndy, there's a steep cliff edge, effectively. And right at the top, as we're having a drink and something to eat or whatever, right at the top, we hear bellowing again and look over. And there, climbing over rocks on a steep decline, was this shepherd shouting for another sheep that had got lost high up the mountain. The Bible in its entirety tells us about the gospel. And the gospel is the good news that God our Father, the Creator, out of immense love, has come to rescue us. Has come to rescue us from sin and Satan, from death and hell, to renew all things in and through the work of Jesus Christ on our behalf, because we couldn't do it ourselves, to establish his kingdom through his people in the power of the Holy Spirit. It was done for God's glory and our profound joy. You see, the shepherd came looking for the sheep. And the benefits of being a sheep of this shepherd, well, they're immense. You're no longer in any need. You found safety and peace, even in the worst of times, the worst of moments. And you're in this safe place, in his presence forever. Safe. Home. the choice is clear and personal. For you get to decide if you want to follow him to safety or not. Martin Luther, as I've said a few times before, said something great once. He said, look, each of us do two things that only we can do. No one else can do for us. We each do our own dying. No one else can do that for us. And I've seen evidence again this week that no one can do your dying for you. The other thing is that no one can do your believing for you either. Only you can do that. No one else can do it for us. If this pandemic has taught us anything, it has taught us that nothing in this life is truly certain. That anything and everything can change in a moment. Just ask the people of Caerphilly right now. We're fragile. In funeral services, you get again and again how fragile human life really is. And so, what we choose to believe in and on, it really does matter. It really does matter. This psalm tells us the benefits of believing in the God who is our shepherd, and they are immense. And I wonder today, as we're listening and as we're thinking, I wonder if you're in need right now. I wonder if you're up a mountainside of anxiety or concern or worry. I wonder if you've just been shot. I wonder if you've just been lost and lonely and hurt. You see, that sheep on that Penavan mountainside had wandered off. It didn't know it, but it was in the wrong place at the wrong time and was going to suffer the consequences of wandering. Exposure, hunger maybe, loneliness, sickness, and even potentially death. But the shepherd came looking for it. And this is the brilliant part. The shepherd did all the hard work. The shepherd was providing the only way for the rescue for that sheep. So it was with Jesus. He comes looking for us. He doesn't come to ruin our fun up the mountain, but to rescue us from a death, from circumstances and situations that we don't see coming. For Jesus, by his own death on a Roman cross, provided the means of that rescue. The God who punishes sin accepted a holy substitute for me and for you, for everyone else, by the death of Jesus. So that we could all know the rescue from a death that we didn't see was coming. Jesus rescues us. And if you allow him to, if you hear his voice, if you listen to his words, you'll be saved, rescued, and begin to hear right now, today, and one day forever, enjoy the benefits of having God as your shepherd. We sometimes sing the great song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. And grace is a great word and is seldom used now, I guess, in various ways. But in that song, the context, it means that there is nothing you can do to make God love you more. He loves you. And there's nothing you can do to make God love you less. You see, the shepherd comes looking for us to rescue us. Will we respond to his voice and come to his safety? For many of us, there was a moment in our lives when we put our trust in Jesus, when we responded to him. And some of us have done it, and many of us can do it. For the invitation to do so is for all of us. And it's as simple as saying sorry. Sorry for ignoring your calls. Sorry for all the stuff that's wrong in me. Thank you. Thank you for providing me with your rescue. Thank you for loving me enough to come looking for me. And please, please, please come and forgive me. Come and change me. Come and lead me to your salvation, to your rescue. Funerals are those moments when a lot of nonsense truly is spouted sometimes. We've all heard it. And not to speak ill of the dead or anything, but sometimes we've sat in funerals thinking, well, they weren't all that. And there's a lot of nonsense about hope for everyone and everything's fine. No, on the basis of the Bible, on the reality of the crucifixion and the evidence of his resurrection, Jesus alone offers us real hope, even in the face of death. I say all of that because, like, I don't know about you, I found this season really hard. I found these last few weeks particularly, I found myself catching my breath. Have you ever been like that? You know, when you think, oh, I've got this to do and this to do. I'm thinking about this person or that. I'm struggling in this. I don't know what to do in this. I've no answer in this one. What? Ever done that? Ever found yourself just having to draw breath? The psalm tells us here that this God who's our shepherd leads us to places where he helps us catch our breath. So I wonder today where you're at. Like, have you wandered up a mountainside somewhere? It's like, are you at the sheer cliff edge of just anxiety or hurt? Are you like suffering from loneliness or just a longing for stuff to get back to normal? Are you in a season of doubt? Are you wondering what on earth all of this is about? I wonder today whether you'd still your heart quietly enough because the shepherd's calling your name. And he's coming up a mountainside on a quad bike. And he's drawing us back to rescue again and again. I don't know about you, but I found again, in the midst of turmoil, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to knock us off track, to wander us away, to get us to different places where we feel we're lost or out of our depth and we feel like we're sinking. It doesn't take much to get us there, but it doesn't take much either to still our hearts and hear his voice. And if we are intentional about it, quickly follow his voice to safety. Hebrews tells us that Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep. And Jesus himself tells us that my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. You see, that psalm that we've read, it doesn't have anything to do with us providing for ourselves in the face of our enemies. When death ravages us, when concern and worry overwhelm us, it doesn't talk about how we can fix it. He says, God, our shepherd. And because of that, we're not in want. You see, he does all the heavy lifting. And so the safest place in the world is close proximity to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. If you've wandered of late, if you've just fallen out of the habit of getting close to the shepherd, I mean, when was the last time you heard his voice? Sincerely. When was the last time you heard the delight of him calling your name? When you just know that you know in the circumstances and in the stillness that you're his. When was the last time you got there? And when was the last time you were able to draw back to him? And so I encourage us, like, to do that afresh and anew today. To have moments of stillness where you're allowed to catch your breath again in the stress of these moments, in the weirdness of it all. Catch your breath, for God, our shepherd, chases us up the mountain to rescue us anew and afresh again. Hey, some of us are longing to get back physically together in a church building somewhere. That'll happen soon, I'm sure. Like, we're on it, but like, the last thing we want to do is to do something unsafe, and frankly other churches might be doing certain things, but we'll beat to the drum that God gives us here, and we'll do things well on behalf of us all. So be patient, but I do say intentionally, as small groups re-engage, I'm telling you, please, if you're belonging to Bratis Habernacle, you must re-engage with small groups in this season. They are going to be essential. They're probably going to be the means in which we'll be able to gather again. And so if you want to stay up a mountainside and not engage, that's up to you. But I'd encourage you to engage, re-engage and connect with small groups in this season. And together in ones and twos and threes, with flexibility and longing and intentionality, we stay connected and well and encouraging one another. It's been great to see some of you over the last few weeks in various ways, in various means, and I'd encourage you all the more. Keep phoning, keep talking, keep serving one another in organized and in relational ways. Let's do that together. But wherever we are today, I trust, pray and hope that we draw comfort from the massive reality that the shepherd's done all the heavy lifting, all the hard work to come looking for us, to rescue us from a mountain and a death that we didn't see coming. What a saviour, what a rescuer. So let us be led along paths of righteousness in and through salvation for our profound joy and God's great glory in our lives.